Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. An Iranian lawmaker today said two people were killed overnight in a southwestern town as areas across Iran continue to see anti-government protests that broke out late last week. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has said his people have the right to protest and criticize the government. In Washington, a rally took place in front of the White House where demonstrators showed solidarity with the Iranian protesters. Holam Toritzi is a Washington resident who took part in the rally.
I'm extremely hopeful because this one is different from 9 years ago. 9 years ago, there was still hope that there are two groups within the Iranian government. But this demonstration shows that story is over. The motto of the demonstration was regime change and done with Ali Khamenei, done with the whole regime. They don't want anything else.
Anti-government protesters have been marching the streets of Iranian cities, showing their anger over the economic struggle for most Iranians. A female suicide bomber suspected of ties to the Boko Haram insurgency blew herself up, killed one other person in a cafe in far northern regions of Cameroon near Nigeria. Nearly 30 others were wounded. A suicide bomber killed numerous people in an attack targeting the funeral of a former district chief in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, Taliban denying any involvement. Incident comes days after a suicide attack on a Shiite cultural center in Kabul, that is. 41 people died there, the Islamic State claiming responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un had a warning for the U.S. and an olive branch for South Korea today during a New Year's Day address to the nation. Reuters' Diane Hodges reporting.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned the United States that he is ready to defend his country if he feels it's threatened.
미국은 결코 나와 우리 국가를 상대로 전쟁을 걸어보지 못합니다.
But he also said he was open to dialogue with South Korea. In his televised New Year's Day speech, Kim called for lowering military tensions on the Korean Peninsula and improving ties with the South. And he said he'd consider sending a delegation to the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea in February. The speech comes after a year dominated by escalating tensions over North Korea's nuclear weapons program. In September, North Korea tested intercontinental ballistic missiles and conducted its sixth and most powerful nuclear test in defiance of international warnings and sanctions. A spokesperson for South Korean President Moon Jae-in said they were still reviewing Kim's New Year's Day speech. U.S. President Donald Trump would